I know, there's huge potential. I mean, the problem is that since 1970 or so, Nixon administration declared the war on drugs, which was kind of a thinly veiled, racist kind of thing, basically. And so that's why we're still suffering from this, And this only, if you look at the history, it's really interesting how psychedelics have been suppressed. I mean, just look at the early Christianity, the first 150 to 300 years when Christianity became from a psychedelic sect, it went into a state religion within 300 years or so. And during that time, the psychedelics went out the window and became a power game, essentially.
It did, and it's crazy. And I'm glad that you said that, because here you're talking about a bunch of guys who were sitting around doing drugs, writing scriptures, and coming up with plays and all type of stuff. And it went from that to let's become driven by power and control and things of that nature. So
Absolutely.
it's crazy how that the what you call it, the Council of Constantinople and all these different things that they had, so they could come into control the Council of Nicaea and everything like that. So
Yeah.
it's crazy how these things took place and how they turned around the history. Even what you said about the administrations, Nixon and those guys calling it marijuana when it was just a plant. Like it's been here for 9, 10, 11,000 years, and now they're trying to all of a sudden make it seem like, oh yeah, it's good now, but it was always good. There was never anything wrong with the plant.
Exactly, exactly.
You've seen people use hemp for clothes, for shoes, not just for smoking. There were so many available resources using hemp. You could also use it. At one point, they were using it to wrap mummies.